Before we get into today's podcast, I want to tell you about a great opportunity to develop professionally and network with coaches around the country at USA Football's National Conference in Orlando, February 22nd through the 24th. One of our keynote speakers is PJ Fleck. We will be making some announcements about others. Our high school coaches have won over 75 state championships combined. We have four of those guys with over 300 wins, one with over 500 wins, and some college coaches to tell you about soon. Go to usafootball.com/NC19podcast. And if you enter the code podcast99, you'll get a discount right now on registration. Check it out.
This week in the Coaching Coordinator Podcast series, we talk about the two-minute offense, the truth in coaching, trick plays, the big deal about big plays, and communication strategies. Monday in the game plan series, Keith and Charlie talk about the two-minute offense with former NFL QB coach Wade Wilson.
Our first, I guess, commandment in 2 minutes was believe. And to me, believe means you believe in your quarterback, you believe in your players. They know the situation. They're not panicked. They're not going to go crazy. And they know what it takes to win 2 minutes. And to me, if you have trust in that quarterback, then that's fantastic.
Tuesday, Keith and Brian Kite get together and discuss the truth and how it applies in coaching.
You can't handle the truth!
I don't want to get caught up, Keith, in generic discussions of the truth. You know, frankly, you can pull up Twitter and particularly in the coaching community, you can get really caught up in a lot of generic feel-good statements that are, you know, designed to be motivational, but they're not particularly insightful. It's just tweeting out some general, generic version of something that's supposed to sound good. But I want this to be really concrete. And from a concrete perspective, let's start with this premise and then evaluate a little bit. Almost every major mistake in life begins with an unwillingness to tell the truth or an unwillingness to hear it. You think about that for a second. I'm not going to say every single mistake because a listener can easily point out one. So I say almost every, make sure that we know it's almost everything. Begins with the big mistakes, the big ones, the irreversible kind, the ones that cost you a lot. They almost always begin with an unwillingness to tell the truth or an unwillingness to hear it.
Wednesday, Keith is in his notebook about the treat and trick plays.
Let's talk about that play before we go into some of the specifics here. What's ironic about that play is that the Patriots actually used it against Philadelphia in December of 2015. They did it back then. It was a successful play. It came back, obviously, to haunt the Patriots in the last Super Bowl. If you look at the clip of Tom Brady in the show notes, you're going to see him saying as part of his cadence when he's going down the line and pretending that he's giving calls to the lineman, he says, Clemson, Clemson. And what's interesting is the play, as far as I know, it did originate and become popular actually with Clemson when Chad Morris was there. And if you ask Chad Morris, he got it from a coach, Coach Spivey, who was a high school coach at the time and still is, I believe. And he got the idea from him, and he used it in a game when he was at Clemson.
Thursday, Keith and Andy talk about big plays with drills that help create and defend them.
And honestly, Andy, it's something we train into our players. Let's just start with the play diagram and that stuff we start way back, you know, in camp or even in spring ball, depending on the state you're in and your situation, where we're just showing them where the lines are. And it's those initial lines. We never extend those lines to how this might play out down the field. And honestly, it would be difficult to, because it becomes a chaotic situation. When you think of some of the games that are just, you know, like soccer, for example, that just has a flow and that ball can go anywhere at any time. It's not necessarily always prescribed of what's going to happen, or hockey or even basketball. You know, those sports, you know, guys will eventually maybe get into their play, but they have that time where it is chaotic. And football kind of works in reverse when you think about it, that you have your initial play and initial assignments, and then from there it kind of turns into some chaos, and we need to train that kind of that secondary part of the play. And that's what today's podcast is all about.
No, 100%. That decision-making on the fly is something we've talked about before. The free-flow sports do a great job of. And sometimes we have to manufacture situations to help our players work that open field decision-making, what's the right thing to do, the right angle, the next step. And we think we have three great drills to do it.
Friday, we get with the good doctors and talk about communication.
Yeah, Keith, I think it's a good example of, in either case, I mean, you talked about two different ends of the spectrum, you know, where we're going into the playoffs or where we have to kind of regroup and finish out the season. And in either case, I mean, I still think there's opportunity where we're still trying to communicate our message. And in those two examples, it can be our perhaps opportunities in which we lose focus on our message that we're still sending to our team in either case.
Off the bat, the way that we frame it, which is exactly what you did, Keith, that so many of us do, is that it's every week is the season. If we lose a couple games, playoffs are out, and therefore the whole season is down the toilet. I think going back to those core beliefs and the foundation for your program, recognizing that in a way you want to frame it, I would try to frame it more as competition. And it's funny, we've been talking about this in class, and the definition of excellence and the origin of the word, the Latin origin, compete means to strive together, to really kind of push somebody with somebody to achieve a higher performance than you could on your own. And so when that becomes the ideal, when you're out there, you know, coaches have various idioms that they say, you know, you're still chopping wood, Kaizen and getting better every day, continuous improvement. When you're out there as a competitor, you know, that's the outcome, is that it doesn't matter if you're playing a so-called lesser opponent or if you're competing in the playoffs, you want to go out and compete and be the best that you can every day. And that's really what it means to be a competitor. I mean, that's the definition. So if you're communicating those things and those values become the foundation and the bedrock, you know, then you can't go awry because you're always on that line. It's win or lose or pack it up and go home, then forget about it. So that was the point, Keith, was too, just about kind of looking at why we're out here, why do we even have sports, and going back to those foundational things. And that provides at least a base for a coach's communication strategies too, and how we're going to deal with some of these mid-season or end-of-season kind of issues that come up.
As the season keeps rolling and is soon to wrap up, subscribe to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Google Play. Don't forget to sign up for National Conference at usafootball.com/NC19podcast. And check out our blogs on blogs.usafootball.com.